Good evening, everybody. Welcome to another edition of Friday Night's Hangout with the Craft Beer Nation. Tonight, we're going to be talking about Thanksgiving beers. I didn't really know that such a thing exists, but beers that you think pair well with Thanksgiving food, or I took the liberty of making it like a holiday beer thing for myself. But before we get started, we want to let you know that you can catch us on any podcast, iTunes. You can catch us on Stitcher, plug us in any feed burner. Go to craftbeernation.beer, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, of course, Google Plus, the Craft Beer Nation community. We're everywhere. So if you want to get us, you can get us. Yeah, let's just leave it at that. So we're joined by a cast.
Try hard enough.
Our cast.
Put effort into it. Don't phone it in, people.
Don't phone it in.
That worked.
Remember, Lola said it.
That's right.
Bring our cast in. Tonight, we got Victoria joining us from Arizona.
Hello.
Tom joining us from Florida.
Cheers.
Ricky also joining us from Arizona.
Cheers.
Lola from Duval in Jacksonville.
Duval County.
Florida.
Florida. How's it going, everybody?
Jeffrey Davis is joining us from Houston.
Right on.
Okay. And Gilles Meleux. I don't know why I try to make that sound French. It's Brazilian. But he's joining us from Pennsylvania. It just seems like the right thing to do. Mm-hmm.
He's an honest Brazilian person.
Appropriate. Right. So, Victoria, on my screen, you're first. So, what are you having tonight and why?
Okay. Well, I don't know what Thanksgiving theme beers mean. So, I just picked a seasonal beer that comes out this time of year that is my favorite that I'll probably be drinking on Thanksgiving. So, it's Deschutes Chasing Freshies.
Solid.
Deschutes just got up here, and I don't know if Chasing Freshies is gonna be here or not. I don't know, but
keep your fingers crossed.
The bumpers normally comes like.
It's delicious. It's one of my favorite IPAs. I love it.
I've been hearing about that lately. I'm gonna see if I can get one. It's comes out of Oregon, doesn't it?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Is it a single IPA or a double? I don't know. I've never had fresh.
It's just a fresh hop IPA, and this one is brewed with Mosaic hops. It says it down here on the label.
Mm-hmm.
So
nice.
It reminds me of a one of Stone's and Joy Buys.
Oh.
And it's delicious. So.
So is it Enjoy By? Well, I know that. I think they've only two of the Enjoy Buys stand out to me as far as being different. One, you got the regular Enjoy By, and then they had one that was devastatingly dank. Is that one? I don't know much about Mosaic hops, so
this isn't dank. It's okay. Very similar to their Fresh Squeezed, but
okay.
Not quite as fruity and citrusy. It's got a little bit more. Dankness, but not like the Stone and Joy that you're talking about.
So can you see yourself drinking that beer with some turkey?
I'll drink it all day long on Thanksgiving.
Drink it
with
anything. Do what you want.
I'll do what I want.
Chasing freshies.
Yep.
So if you see it, get it, because Vicky said so. If you don't, she'll break your legs.
Exactly, because it won't come out again until next year. So
that's right. And you'll have broken legs until it comes back out. She'll keep re-breaking your legs.
Mm-hmm.
So, Tom, what you drinking, man?
Man, I am drinking some of the Southern Tier Back Burner. Right there. Oh, I got that thing in the camera. Ooh, there it is.
Okay.
Yeah, I wanted to see what this would be like for maybe after dinner. You know, it's a barley wine kind of thingy going on here, and
you saving the barley wine for after dinner. Whew.
Yeah. I don't know. It's it's okay. I'm not really sure this would be my first after dinner drink.
I'm afraid of drinking now because it sounds like it's killing you right now.
No, I'm sorry. I'm getting a cold. I'm sorry. It's not this. It's actually pretty good. It's a little bitter. Would have thought it would have been a little sweeter, but it's not bad.
It's an American barley wine, or
yeah, Southern Tier. Not bad.
So Southern Tier is solid. Well, I don't like pumpkin, and pumpkin for me is like one of their flagship beers, and I really don't like that beer.
Well,
for the most part, it's solid.
Well, and their chocolate.
Yeah, no, they have a creme brulee. They have the 2-time stout, the Warlock.
No, Warlock is killer.
Warlock was a pumpkin beer. Southern Tier has a lot of. Maybe you don't get a lot of there, or you don't search for it. But forget about pumpkin, right?
Yeah, I know. Yeah, we get a lot of their beer. Yeah.
But all the other beers are pretty decent, and they have some special releases that are really on the money.
We only get two here. We get the Pumpkin and the Warlock, and they're both from Total Wine, and they're part of the Total Wine Brewery Direct program. So I've had several others. When I was in Indiana, we could get a bunch of their stuff, but here we only get those two.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yeah, Unearthly is pretty decent. I had another one in mind that's eluding me right now. Yeah, it don't matter.
I love Southern Tier beers. I can usually only get them when I go see my sister in Georgia.
Right.
He said, we aren't getting a whole lot here in Arizona yet, but hopefully, I heard rumors that creme brulee was coming.
That's some good.
Well, it was a test market, right? Was that my understanding, that they used like the first two to see if it would even sell before they would decide if they wanted to distribute?
Yeah.
For me, it was a big trading coin for a long time. A lot of the Pliny's and stuff from the West Coast I got because of creme brulee. So.
Oh, wow. Yeah, I didn't think creme brulee had that much trade equity, but if you ever want to get diabetes, it's a great beer to drink.
For people who can't
out here, we don't get it. So.
Right.
I like chocolate better. The chocolate is a little...
Yeah. The chocolate's really good.
Well,
I have one of each in my fridge, thanks to Ashley, so...
Along the lines of what Tom said, I think that creme brulee would be, for me, it would be a perfect after dinner beer.
Right.
But I wouldn't be able to have any dessert.
I think that is the dessert.
Exactly. That beer would be incredibly rich, man.
Right.
What'd you say, Gil?
Nothing.
Oh.
Yeah. That beer has one of the biggest noses of any beer I've ever seen. You can open that up at one end of the bar, and you can smell it 20 feet away. In a good way. It's just really pungent, like Cinnabon.
It lives up to its name. You know what I mean? Yeah. Creme brulee is a very rich dessert, and that beer is nothing short. So
I'd rather be that, and I don't like it, to keep beers that promise stuff, and then
Mm-hmm.
And it's nothing but promise.
Agreed.
I was told to make sure to share it with somebody.
Yeah.
It's
rich, man. It's really rich. Like in a good way. In a good way. I mean, well, it can almost approach cloying. The more you have it, right? Like if you're gonna share a bomb with somebody, that's probably like when you finish your portion. In my opinion, that's when you're about at your creme brulee threshold. You're like, that's enough. I'm good.
Sticky Monkey from Firestone Walker was like that. Like, it was so sweet. You needed to share your bottle. Like, it's kind of the same.
Right. Charles. Charles in the house. Charles in the house.
Charlie Duncan.
How's everybody doing?
Good, man.
Hey, man. How you doing?
Glad you could join us.
Yeah, doing pretty good. A little tired, but otherwise all right.
Cool. Ricky Potts.
Hey,
I'm anxious to hear about your beer because it's made by a brewery that doesn't brew anymore.
So yeah, so I'm actually like triple fisting right now because I started with
total dog.
What you do on your own time is your own business, Ricky.
I'm talking about beer. Let's get your head out of that right now. I was drinking a coffee beer and I bought the coffee that they use in the beer, and I'm drinking that separately to compare the two. But the beer that I'm drinking right now is called Champagne Velvet. That's originally brewed eons ago by Terre Haute Brewing Company, and I'm from Indiana, about 20 minutes outside of Terre Haute.
That's what they train them police dogs and military dogs and stuff at. At
yeah,
the
I don't know.
Some kennel. They had a show on Discovery Channel. Anyway, go ahead.
And, you know, and when I was thinking about Thanksgiving beers, all day I was thinking, well, I could do like a pumpkin beer or I could do a Christmas beer. And I was trying to figure out what makes sense. And I got two bottles of the Champagne Velvet, one that I'm drinking tonight and one that I'm going to save because of the historical aspect behind it. But Terra Brewing Company has not been around for years. I'm like 30, 40 years maybe. And Upland Brewing Company from Bloomington actually purchased the, I guess, I don't know what they actually bought, like the naming rights to the brewery or what have you, but they got a hold of the original recipe from Terre Haute Brewing Company and started brewing it. And I got a bottle of it to drink. And I look at Thanksgiving because every year for Thanksgiving we go to San Diego with friends and family to drink beer. So I was like, okay, well, I'm sitting here hanging out with friends, drinking beer. Let's open a beer that makes me think of that. So it's not good, so don't go out of your way to get it.
It's pretty
disgusting, to be completely honest. So cheers to people that drink Bud Light and Coors Light, because that's pretty much what it tastes like. But yeah, the historical value of it definitely makes it fun to drink. Old classic label, and just it's fun. So
basically, we're not that good of friends anyway, right? So it's fitting.
That's not fair, right? I look at you as all friends.
Well, you can be like those hipster people who drink PBR and think they're really cool.
I would prefer a PBR over this if I was given the option.
Champagne beers are very light lager with a lot of carbonation, and that's what they call it. And sometimes you put some cidery taste into it, but not me.
The label says pre-prohibition Pilsner, the beer with the million-dollar flavor.
Mm.
Alex have definitely changed over the years.
That sounds like some big. Go ahead, Lola.
Well, I was gonna say, if it's prohibition, then yeah, I guess you'd pay $1 million for any beer.
Yeah,
true. That sounds like some big beer advertising, though. $1 million taste.
I know. It's like, yeah, right. Whatever.
I just had a fantastic idea for a Thanksgiving beer, but I'm gonna wait until it's my turn to talk. I'm not drinking the beer right now, but I think I'm going to go and get this beer just for you.
Do it. Cool.
Lola, what'd it do, boo?
I decided this is not only my favorite pumpkin beer, right now at this moment, this is my favorite beer. Right now, in this moment of time, this has become my favorite.
It's my favorite, too.
You don't even know what it is.
Exactly.
You didn't even take the cap off yet, did you?
No. Oh, no, I got my stopper.
She got her stopper in there.
She started drinking it on Tuesday.
I half fist. Some people triple fist. I like a quarter fist.
The only person I know who uses a freaking stopper in a beer.
Yeah.
It works.
I love it.
I can have a beer last for 3 days. And if you're drinking...
Oh, God.
If you're drinking beer
in my house...
Okay.
Yeah, hold on.
That is a good beer.
Warlock.
So what is it, Lola?
Southern Tier Warlock.
Warlock. Yep. It's great beer.
They did magic on this beer because it's so effing awesome.
I like the fact that it's a pumpkin beer with they didn't sacrifice any body. So when you drink that beer, like you get the mouthfeel that you want, that you expect in a stout. And then you get that burst of, you know, pumpkin spices and all that stuff that comes along with it.
I don't know what they do to their beer, yeah?
I think it's so much better than pumpkin. I mean, I think it's a much better beer.
Crushing pumpkin.
I like them both, but that one's pretty darn good.
Go ahead.
Sorry.
No. It's always first.
I need help putting my stopper back.
I just.
That's what she said.
Between Warlock and Pumpkin.
I don't have any table to sit this long. I'll just sit there.
Gil, what were you saying, Gil?
Never mind.
So I imagine it's high ABV also.
Yeah, I think it's at like around 9-ish.
Yeah,
that's for me.
Well, Lola, look. So do you think that's a like a during Thanksgiving dinner type beer, or or an after dinner beer, or what? How do you feel about it? What do you?
Small snifter, however you say it, during dinner, because like I could see this totally like the turkey taking on the taste of this. Like if you eat this and the turkey at the same time, your turkey will taste like this. And that would be totally awesome.
You could just brine your turkey and put it into your warlock.
That's a good idea. I might do that.
Oh, dude, that's a great idea.
That is an awesome idea. I might do that.
You know, I'm actually putting a turkey on the smoker tomorrow. I might just do that.
I dry brine my turkey.
Right, first, she has a stopper on her warlock for 3 days, and then you guys want to go whatever inside the beer.
Well, first of all, the idea of keeping a beer for 3 days is ridiculous. Yeah. Absolutely yeah. Ridiculous.
Communist.
You I'm know, like 30 that, minutes, so. Maybe, you know?
Well, I don't keep growlers for 3 days, let alone a bottle.
After that, the turkey grease is a small thing, right?
I'm trying to practice moderation, and I'm sure anyone I met Monday night will appreciate that.
Look, I do a dry brine on my turkey, so it's like I use like a you know the NutriBullet,
right.
I use the not the regular blade, the flat one. I can't remember what it's called anyway. And I put sea salt in there, peppercorns, rub sage, a little bit of dried rosemary, and I think I put dried thyme in there, and like basically just run it until it turns into a powder.
Right.
You spatchcock the turkey, right? So you put some of this, you get half of the brine, put it on the inside, the other half on the outside, make an herb butter with fresh herbs and all that stuff, rub it all up under the skin,
put it
in the bottom of your refrigerator, uncovered, bottom of the fridge uncovered for like 3 days, and bake it directly on your oven rack.
There you go.
Amazing.
I like it.
I'm having grilled cheese for dinner, so...
What the hell is that, Gil? Have y'all ever seen Harlem Nights? Anybody?
A long time ago.
Yeah. You remember when Arsenio Hall was having a shootout and like one of his friends kept shooting his little gun and they was like, quit shooting that little shit. That's what Gil's little glass made me think of.
Those are my sneakers.
Let me see your little glass.
She wants to see that swallow glass.
That little glass.
That swallow.
It's a shot beer glass.
He's like, let me take it out of my shirt front pocket.
Oh, look at that.
That's cute. Oh, yeah, those are nice.
That's from The Hobbit?
That's what we were using at Total Wine last night for the Firestone Walker event.
I got those for our CBN Con and Rally.
All right. Jeffrey, are you drinking tonight? Because I ain't seen
you. Oh, yeah. Yeah, I'm drinking, man. You know I am. So for me,
do you have an IV so you don't have to sip it?
I've been sipping, bud. Thanksgiving is about, you know, whatever you're thankful for, and I'm not a huge clown shoes fan, and I think we talked a lot about clown shoes on a prior hangout, but I went out and had this beer, and I never had it before, and then I did some research, and I found out it's a Texas exclusive, and I was really thankful when I went back to the store, and they had four more bottles, so I picked up those four. This is called The Good, The Bad, and The Unidragon. So this is a Texas exclusive. It's basically, as far as I can tell, it's their Blakehorn Unidragon, but brewed with mesquite smoked malts, Texas mesquite smoked malts. So to me, it's a totally different beer. I did a side by side with them, and it's a little bit smokier. You get a real roasty kind of chocolate and coffee to it. It's 14%. It's killer. Really good, but Texas only as of right now, apparently. So if you ever see it, definitely highly recommend it.
Where are they out of?
They're a contract brewer. The beer is actually brewed in Connecticut, I believe, or Massachusetts, Ipswich, Massachusetts. Oh. But you know, they're
is all of their beer brewed there?
Say it again.
Is all of their beer brewed there?
Yeah, yeah. They're a contract brewer, so all their beer, as far as I can tell, is brewed at this place up in it's on the label. It's in, I want to say it's in Connecticut, Ipswich, Mass. Brewed by Mercury Brewing Company, Ipswich, Mass.
I bet Clown Shoes gets more pub than them.
Yeah, yeah. But, I mean, if you ever see this label with, like, the Spaghetti Western Clint Eastwood on it, it's really killer. 14%. Great beer.
Nice.
Yep.
You drink that with dinner, you ain't watching no football games.
That'll be one of about three, probably, Randy. That's, pregame.
You going? Oh, pregame. Okay.
I don't play.
Going light?
Yeah.
Don't leave your house.
Right.
Charles, what are you drinking?
I am. Hold on a sec here.
He's on that.
He's on the internet thing all day.
Yeah.
Drinking beer. It's called Dasani.
Now I am drinking. One of my last pumpkin beers. Not my last, but one of my last.
One of the last.
Okay. Yeah.
Punk.
I've never seen that.
From Dogfish Head.
Dogfish Head. Lola, you've never seen that one?
No, I've never seen that one.
Good one. Lola, you've seen it. Well, same beer, new label.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Okay, I've never seen that label.
Yeah, totally new label.
Then I've probably seen the beer. I just don't recognize the label.
Mm-hmm.
Rob, put this on that beer on the past. I know that.
Yeah, they've been redoing all their like seasonals with this similar type of artwork.
I wish they would have
very scary.
That looks like a crazy owl. Is that what it is?
I don't know if it's a bear or...
They look rabid.
Oh, maybe it's a bear.
Yeah, it's a bear.
That looks like one of those creatures from The Simpsons whenever they do those like hallucination sketches, and they go up in like crazy land,
What's Australia or something?
I actually still have an Elysian Dark of the Moon Imperial Pumpkin Stout that I'm saving for actual Thanksgiving Day.
If I remember correctly, you loved that beer, didn't you?
Oh yeah, that was fantastic. And last Thanksgiving, I actually had a bottle of Cigar City's Good Gourd.
Oh,
nice.
So good.
Yeah, that's one that I would love to try.
That's a good one.
I had that was phenomenal. That was probably top two or three pumpkin beers I've ever had.
Oh yeah,
and that was. Courtesy of our friend who likes to run around in a shark outfit.
Somebody was about to say something, Tom.
No, I was going to say, y'all put your orders in next year and I'll send you some.
Hey, consider this my order.
Mark me down for one.
I don't even know what beer that is and I want one. So.
Yeah, it's just right across the river. Ain't no thing.
Awesome.
Nice.
I came to the bottle of that this year because I had one that I got from Michelle last year on our first con. And then I got one this year. The bottle is not that big champagne looking bottle this year. But it was
still. Oh, yeah, last year's was a nice big.
It's a smaller bottle this year?
It was a bomber.
Right. Oh, okay.
I'll still take one.
It was. as Charles said, it was one of the best. It is one of the best pumpkin on the market.
Right.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
Even after all these pumpkin beers I had this year, that Good Gourd still ranks up right up in the top group.
Awesome.
That Legion Macchiato, the Pumpkin Macchiato, whatever, that was a really good beer too. The night
call. Pumpkin?
Pumpkin-cino, that was
yeah, real. That was pretty spectacular, yeah.
So there was some beer
there. Gilles, what are you drinking?
Well, I don't know what you crazy Americans think about your own. But
we just watch TV.
All this weird IPA thing, but when I come to that. Savory food and sweet food for dessert, and then I remember my first Thanksgiving year almost nine years ago, and then lots of cranberries and applesauce and all that sweet stuff on the table. So that's what my memory brings when it comes to Thanksgiving meal. And when I was in Wisconsin, I had a beer that to me was perfect when it comes to Thanksgiving, and that's Noglaris Serendipity.
Freaking good.
And I'm drinking with you guys tonight.
You know what, Gil? The first time I had that beer, it was terrible, and I think it may have been, I don't know if it was a bad bottle or if it was, I don't know what was up, but it was terrible. But then I had it again, and it was amazing.
Yeah. I'll tell you what, it's I wish come in smaller bottles, because my problem with sweet fruit beers, vegetable beers that has a lot of sweetness to it is that if you get a big bottle like that, halfway through, it just become too much if you're not eating. I think this is the kind of beer that you should drink with a meal.
Mm-hmm.
Right now, I'm not eating anything, and it's getting a lot of that sweetness in here, and I'm craving for a heavy IPA, you know.
You need something to break it up, right?
Right. So I'm probably going to drink another beer in between to finish, but still, I mean, here why I relate it with... right when you put your nose in, you get cranberry, you get the apple, and you get cherries, and the same thing on the taste. I mean, this would be perfect pairing, either for the meal or for the dessert, you know, with that big pie. It's just has a beautiful color, beautiful lacing.
Oh, that's nice.
Yeah, that's nice.
Like
that sounds like a dinner beer right there.
It is a dinner beer. I think if it was a smaller bottle, I wouldn't mind, but being a big bottle, I wish I was eating something, you know, at least some...
Even some crackers.
You know, Gil, Dogfish Head did a big bottle of one of their old ales last year called Capsir, Kvasir, Capsir, whatever. And that beer, in my opinion, was like a quintessential holiday beer. In that, the same reasons you just said. I mean, when I smell that beer and when I taste it, I get like cranberries. I get like lingonberries. I get like a little bit of tart, and it just reminds me of like the quintessential holiday beer. And so, I mean, I've obviously, you know, I've had both, and they don't taste alike, but they have a lot of similarities, and I imagine that beer would probably be good with Thanksgiving or any big holiday dinner.
Yeah, I think for me, I know a lot of people rave about this and love this beer, and I do think it's a really good beer, and I'm trying to analyze as a style, because I'm not a fruit vegetable beer kind of guy. Mm-hmm. Though I've drunk a lot of them, and even the one with the apple, I can remember the name now. I think it's called
apple pie or some of that, or
beer, whatever. Apple ale, I think that's what they call it.
Apple ale,
sweet too, which is not my cup of tea. But I think for people that likes that beer, I think it's very complete. It's very smooth. What do you smell? You know, the aroma comes right through into your mouth, to your taste, and nice bitterness. I just think it's a great beer, and I loved the first glass, but again, it's getting hard to get on the second glass. I think Noglaris does better beers for my taste. I think when it comes to lagers, for example, it's hard to beat Noglaris. I mean, they perfect.
Or Jack's Abbey.
So, yeah, that's true, too. But it's still a very delicious, but I could see this being a perfect pairing. For what I understand of a Thanksgiving meal, I live in Lancaster, so Thanksgiving meal is as tradition as it gets. A lot of gravy, a lot of turkey. If they could, they would be Thanksgiving meal year-round here.
Yeah.
We have a thing called the smorgasbord restaurants here. They have reinforced chairs, and it's like, you know, a mile-long buffet with everything.
Wasn't that beer there ranked like, I could have swore I saw a list of, and I don't know if it was in the world or American beers, but that beer was like top five or something like that.
Not sure. I would say probably for this style. I wouldn't say for the beer. It's very, you know, we are all craft beer fans, and it's very trendy. And if you watch what we drink a year ago and what we drink now, and it's all about discovery, too. And all of a sudden, you drink that perfect barrel age, and then all of a sudden, it's that beer. You get that one beer that is so amazing, and you just, all of a sudden, you get yourself drinking 100 barrel age on a roll just because you get that experience you try to replicate. And I think that happens with a lot of beers.
Mm-hmm.
I don't see it as a style that would be very popular, though. I can see sours and, you know, farmhouses becoming more popular, and IPAs and stouts, those things are always popular. So, but this is the kind of beer that I would, cannot imagine it would be a forward beer that would be everybody drinking. It's not beer for everybody.
Well, the beer I was talking about earlier, Rick, you about to say something?
No, he made a mention about sours and farmhouse ales, and I think that the next IPA, kind of when the IPA trend shifts, when hops become more expensive because of how many brewing companies are just obsessed with brewing IPAs and double IPAs, I think that's going to be the next big thing.
What, farmhouses?
Yeah, farmhouse ales and sour ales and just, you know.
I think it's sours.
Yeah.
I think it's already happened. That's already happening, I think.
Yeah. It's the, you know, 2015, 2016, it's going to be, you know, lower ABV beers, which you can already see. I mean, the session beers that everybody releases, and especially during the summer, they do that on purpose. But the ability to be able to get a lower ABV beer that goes, and the, you know, just that whole trend, I think, is going to shift away from hops and IPAs into that style.
See, that goes, or you say goes?
Goza. Goza.
I say
that's how it goes.
Goza.
Yeah, that's. No, I was just wondering if you said that goes with.
Goza.
So the beer that I was talking about earlier that I think would be perfect with a Thanksgiving meal is Brooklyn's Sriracha Ace.
Really?
I guess that's kind of sort of along. That beer is a Saison, right?
No.
What style is it?
It's a hoppy. It's got a little bit of funk to it, but it's a hoppy beer. It's a, you know, it's made with Sriracha Ace hops. I mean,
it is considered a Saison farmhouse ale.
Yeah, hoppy though, right?
I haven't had it in a long. I gave it a 4 out of 5, but I haven't had it in a long time.
But when I had it, it seems like I remember it being like it was definitely a flavorful beer, but at the same time, I remember it being like kind of delicate. And I feel like that would play well with a big Thanksgiving meal. I mean, it would be like a good, like a, almost like a palate cleanser, right? You know, while you're eating.
It's like having champagne. You know, a lot of people have champagne with a huge meal, and it's a Saison, same. You know, it's light, it's refreshing, a lot of carbonation. It is a palate cleanser.
So I think I'll be picking up a bottle of that to partake with, and you know. And Thanksgiving, but for right now, the beer that I'm drinking is...
Here it comes.
Sam Adams Merrymaker.
Oh, yummy.
It just hit the shelves here today, actually.
So I'm going to get some more of this beer simply because it's 9%, it's a stout, it tastes good, and
my... Okay, Doug Nolan.
Sessionable 9%.
Sessionable 9%.
That's 9%. What's
single digits. Keep it single digits, baby. Single digits.
That's right. It is
No. You gotta go double. You gotta go double digits. Double digits.
But you know what, Tom? I said that beer didn't have as much body as I wanted it to have.
Mm-hmm. But. Yeah. I remember you mentioning that. But I like it. I mean, I don't know.
I like it too.
I like the flavor of it. It's just, man, I don't know. I could slam these down every night. It's just great.
But this beer right here is actually a really good beer. But I think that I've been kind of jaded because you know, a week and a half ago, I had like 3 Hardywood Park gingerbread stouts on tap, and then to try to kind of compare.
Not even close.
Hardywood gingerbread style. It can't hold a candle.
Yeah.
But this beer right here, I mean, people hate on Sam because, you know, they've gotten big because of success. I don't quite understand that, but you hate on them for being successful. Anyway, this beer in its own right is pretty solid. I mean,
I like that beer. I think.
Oh, yeah. And Gil, not just for the way it tastes, but also for the availability and for the price point.
I'll tell you what, everybody always said how much they love that beer until some folks start bad mouthing Sam Adams, and then all the you know, people shift their opinion, like for everything they make. And they forget that the Sam Adams actually some really good beers.
I haven't had that one yet, but their Fat Jack this year was really good.
Mm-hmm. The ones that are on Applebee's, you know, or whatever, but they, if you go and seek for the right beer, you get, I mean, they have an excellent Bock, I can remember, which comes with a series of funky shaped bottles, which is pretty good too, but that's just me.
Randy, what'd you pay for that, if you don't mind me asking?
Man, I if I remember correctly, I think it might have been like $6 or $7.
Yeah, it's $5.99, I think. It's $5 or $6.99, yeah.
I mean, for the value, you can't beat that. I mean, you're getting a 9% milk stout.
Right.
You know, the it has what? The cinnamon, nutmeg, cloves, ginger, East Kent Golden hops, Fuggles hops. I mean, it's a lot of beer for the value, for the price point, in my opinion. And it's packed with flavor.
Yeah, great flavors for Thanksgiving.
Yeah.
Yeah, absolutely.
So I think, you know, for me, this is a good, I guess I kind of live on two ends of the spectrum when it comes to good Thanksgiving beers, because like I just spoke about Sriracha Ace, and then on the other end of the spectrum, I'm like, oh, this Merrymaker, it would probably be delicious with Thanksgiving dinner as well, so I don't know.
Tell the truth, you just want to drink beer on Thanksgiving.
That's all.
Randy, there's two things I love about you. I love it when you say amazing, and I love it when you say packed with flavor. Packed with flavor, man.
Stone the crows.
Christ on a bike.
Or a crutch, whatever.
What do you say, Gil?
I would say that's our friend Simon.
Simon.
There's no person who can make you more excited about a beer than that guy. I mean, he can be drinking Bud Light, and he can make you out of Bud Light that day.
I tell you what, if you want some entertainment, go to YouTube and go to the Real Ale Craft.
Real Ale God, yeah.
Real Ale God, and look at his 6-point resin review.
Right. Oh, yeah.
That's pure enjoyment, man. Pure enjoyment. Has anybody gone on to beer number two?
I am. You know, when I created the event today, I wrote that part of what I learned about Thanksgiving is like, help people stressed about having their in-laws coming over. You need to have a scotch afterwards. So this is my version. I'm having a Scotch ale.
Yeah, there you go.
Nice.
There you go.
Nice.
Yeah.
And I will tell you something. This is an amazing beer, and I love this beer. I buy normally a case of Founders that has a 6-pack of that. But after having the Backwood Bastard yesterday.
Oh, so good.
All right.
So hard. Still a very.
I think Ricky needs napkins, Gil.
Have you had it? It's freaking delicious.
Yeah, Backwoods Bastard is amazing.
That guy right
there. Oh. Have you had it? It's
really. Randy, what beer are you going to bring me? Wait a second. We got some serious talk to do. Randy. Jacksonville, what beer are you going to bring me?
I'll bring you some stuff, Lord. I got you. I got you.
Thank you.
God damn, don't calm down.
What you want from Total Wine, from here or from my bottle shop, and I'll get you some stuff.
All right. We'll talk.
Okay.
Sorry, Jim.
Sorry, what else? Move on.
I moved on to Hayoka from Half Acre. It's not a Thanksgiving beer whatsoever, but somebody just walked in and set it on the table, and I drank it, so it's good.
What is that? Never heard of it.
It's an IPA. They're an itty-bitty brewing company in Chicago, and my buddy Mike was just in Chicago for a barrel-aged festival last weekend and brought back what he calls goodies and treats, so he's sharing some of them with us tonight, and it's awesome. Killer nose, and pretty balanced. I mean, it's not got a ton of hop character really, but the aroma is just incredible. But if you ever get to know, the brewery is awesome. It's tiny and their beers are just killer.
Is that a Teku glass you're drinking out of?
No.
What are they called? Half acre?
Half acre.
Okay. From Chicago?
Yeah, they're
everything they do is just killer. I don't know if they bottle. I think they only can. They might bottle, but when we were in Indiana, they only canned.
They make Daisy Cutter, don't they?
Yes, and that's in the fridge. We're having that later.
I heard that beer is stupid when you have it fresh.
It is, and it's fresh. I mean, it's 2 weeks old max. I mean, it's killer.
All of you are trying to convince me that you're going to have IPA for Thanksgiving. It's awesome.
I didn't say I was having an IPA for Thanksgiving. I don't think anybody said they were having an IPA. Is anybody drinking an IPA?
Mike, the guy that brought this back from Chicago has not got the regular badge on Untappd, and we do Tornado for Thanksgiving dinner every year, so he's going to get 6 pints of Pliny the Elder when we're at Tornado, so he's going to have plenty of IPAs coming. Okay. That might be all he has, but...
So wait, you get Pliny all willy nilly down there in Arizona?
Not in Arizona, it's San Diego. No.
It's in San Diego.
Yeah, we're going to San Diego for the holiday.
What? All right, Charlie Dunkley, you went over to let's go to Charlie Murphy.
Dunkley.
Charlie in the chocolate factory. Who has the golden ticket?
Charles, you went on to beer number 2.
Yes, I did. A beer that's perfect for any celebration.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, there you go, dog. Oh, I just finished one of those.
I told you I bought a case of that beer.
Yeah. I just bought 12 of those tonight. Yeah.
I always love this beer every year.
I know what I'm getting, Lola.
I would love that.
You're on the Switch?
Lola, you can't get that up there in Jack's?
I haven't seen it in Total Wine. I have a bottle shop I go to in Total Wine.
Wow.
I haven't seen it.
Yeah, that is kind of surprising because that beer gets pushed out like they're normal beers.
Yeah, damn. I mean, I'm on my third box and it's only like 2 days now.
Fill the label for us, Charles, so I can see the label.
Oh, yeah. It's the... They've redesigned it a bit this year. It's got the big red label.
And it's always been red, hasn't it?
It looks. I don't think it was always like...
The tone of the red is a little more earthier. Yeah. Bigger
it's
than
a little different this year. It's a darker red or something, or a deeper red.
Yeah.
So let's point out on that beer, right under Celebration, it says Fresh Hop IPA.
Yes.
So that's, for the record, that's not wet hopped. That's just that's the freshest of the dried hops.
Right.
Yep.
Right.
True.
It's pretty good. It's not... I think I liked last year's better.
I did, too.
I did, too, yeah. But this year's still good, though.
Yeah.
Yes, it's definitely good.
That's definitely a drinkable right there.
Yeah. It's a beer you can always go and not be afraid.
Mm-hmm. It's drinkable for sure.
Yeah.
You don't know what you're drinking. That is in the list.
And, you know, for what it's worth, I mean, I bought a case of that beer, and that's coming from a guy who has a hard time making a 6-pack commitment. So
yeah, this is
I got a 6-pack and that's as far as I'll go.
This is my second 6-pack already. This so.
See, Charles, you should have just by the time Christmas gets here, man.
I know.
You
should have just bought that case when I was in Ithaca.
There you go.
Let me just say, Randy, he's not aware, but Bomber is not called 6-packs. Okay.
There are very few things that I will buy a 6-pack of.
No, because it's not worth it. You might as well just get 12.
There are certain beers that you just got to buy in, whatever, they're 4-packs, 6-packs, whatever.
Some beers are cheaper
than last night, of course, you got to buy as much of this as you can get.
Damn, Lola, you can't get that one.
I cannot get that. I've had that shipped to me once, but I've never seen that in Jacksonville.
Wow. Well, Lola, the rate you drank, you needed one bottle. That'll last you 6 weeks.
I'll be happy, and that'll be the happiest 6 weeks of my life. If anyone has KBS, please send it to me. I had one nice person send it to me once, and that's the only time.
I'm on my second beer. You guys want to see?
Yes.
Yeah.
This is from Randy.
Wait.
Yay!
Oh, Mad Elf.
Oh, yeah, I got to get that. That's out already this year, too.
Yo, why you do that?
This is last year's, right, Randy?
Yeah, that's last year's because fresh, that beer fresh does not taste good. I got to tell you.
It's too hot.
Yeah. Warm, because that's what they meant. They wanted to be boozy and warm, because it's supposed to be like drinking a very boozy thing, very boozy in front
no,
of...
No, Gil, it's like drinking a very boozy NyQuil.
It's fresh. It's like NyQuil now.
How is it? Do you get the cherries?
I can taste the cherries. I can definitely taste the honey. It's got some sweetness to it, yes. So it doesn't taste like NyQuil at all.
Good, that's good.
Because NyQuil makes
well, thank you, bomber. Randy. This is awesome.
You're Randy. Welcome. I got a bomber that I sat on since last year, so hopefully, I mean, that'll be a good one.
Hope you didn't
Why really would
sit
you
on
sit
it?
On a bottle?
I'm trying to make it hatch.
That sounds like something you go to the hospital for.
I laid it down, though. I didn't.
That's why I said the hospital. I was like, that's something you go to the hospital for.
At least make it a 12-ounce.
What did you say, Gil?
Candy flavor, Victoria?
What?
You got any candy flavor in the beer? Because I have people that think I get all the candy, and I don't get much candy on that beer at all.
Candy, no. I taste the cherries, and I definitely taste the honey, but no candy, no.
You need some hard candy, just... Roll in there and like crush it.
No, I don't want to. Thank you.
But you know, I got to that beer is my grocery store is selling that beer. It's either a 1-pack or a 2-pack bomber with a glass for like $19, and I'm like, why the hell is this beer so expensive?
I don't know, but it's pretty. It's pricey here too. I haven't seen it with the glass though. I would love to buy it with the glass.
Where can you get that? In Tucson, because we don't get it.
Plaza.
Let me try to remember what...
Plaza.
Gil probably is swimming in that beer. He probably has to kick that beer around when he goes to the grocery store. To get through. Almost,
yeah. It's almost as high as pumpkin from Salinas here.
And say what, Gil?
The pile of Mad Elf is almost as high as the pumpkin from Sounded Fear was.
You know what? That's how the pile of Founders Breakfast Stout is here. Like, I go to grocery store, I'll be like, I get it next time I come. That's how much it got.
Yeah. I did last year. I almost missed because it was there, it was there, it was there, it was there. All of a sudden, like, I look at it and there's 2 6-packs sitting on the shelf, and then I panic.
You mean 2 4-packs?
It was allocated here. Total Wine allocated Breakfast Stout for 2-3 weeks, and now they have stacks. I'm talking like 30 cases.
I break all the rules. I don't understand, man. They can just bring anything they want in their area.
Do y'all not get Founders in Florida?
We get Founders, but not everything. I don't get KBS.
Well, KBS, even if KBS came there, you wouldn't get it, because it'd be gone like while you were at work.
Yeah, that's another thing.
I think people take off from work to go get KBS when it gets released.
One day I'll do that, huh?
I might be the only one, but I think breakfast is better than KBS. I've never been impressed with KBS on tap or in bottle.
Well, let me be the first to tell you that you out of your motherfucking mind.
Sorry, I had to mute him after that.
Gil muted him.
the hangout.
Yeah, there's no way KBS is better than breakfast. No way.
I realized I was saying KBS, and I meant Founders Breakfast Out, but yeah.
To be fair, Breakfast Out, if you're watching, and you never had it, it's an amazing beer.
It is. Ricky, you can unmute yourself. Ricky was like, fuck it, I'm going to just stay muted.
I was. Hey, speak my mind, be honest, be truthful. I'm sorry. That's okay. You know what? It was funny that you muted me, though. That might have made my day.
Crazy people. Jeremiah, so that's fine.
Tom, you be number two?
Oh, I'm absolutely on number two.
Or three?
Well, three, four, whatever. I don't know. I lost count. I can't count after that. Where are we at?
Are you drinking the Russian Imperial Stout?
Oh, hell yeah.
So that beer,
I know. You said it was...
Well, no. I liked it, but for it to be a Russian Imperial Stout, I wanted more body on that beer.
I kind of like the coffee notes on it.
Oh, you definitely get that for sure.
Yeah, and I don't know. I mean, I'm a coffee drinker. I drink coffee all day long. It's more like a sippy cup, you know. It's just my security blanket, you know. It's just drink coffee all day long. And I had this, and I thought, you know, dog, this is like, you know, me right here. So, yeah, it's got a little thin on the mouth, but I like the coffee notes on it. So.
Yeah.
And this is probably what I would have before, maybe during Thanksgiving dinner, something like that.
Okay. Yeah, because it's not heavy.
No, it's not heavy. It's not heavy. It's just, I don't know, it's got that flavor I like. It's kind of a personal thing. So.
Yeah. I mean, I guess the good thing is you get all the ABV you want, but with a beer that's not so heavy. So
right,
you
know,
you
right.
Can get wasted pretty.
Yeah, it's definitely heavy duty in that respect, but it's pretty easy going as far as drinking. So, and in about 30 minutes from now, I'll be going to bed. So, woohoo!
There you go. There you go.
Probably sunny outside yet in Florida.
It's not so sunny here in Florida. We're getting a bunch of shit weather coming through here. So,
and it's been cold.
Not sunny here either.
Yeah, it's cold and windy and crappy and. God dang it. I got smoking to do outside tomorrow. Better be nice.
Up here, it's supposed to be in the 70s this weekend.
Oh, good. Well, that's kind of what I heard, but I don't believe them. So.
Well, we'll see.
Right now, here is 24 degrees.
Well, yeah, okay, I'm not competing with you. I'm sorry, but, you know, damn it. I'm, like, right next to the ocean, you know. It's like, you know, it's moist and cold and windy and shitty. So,
yeah. Wednesday morning, it was 28 degrees here.
Yeah, it was. Oh, Wednesday was sucked. I mean, it was horrible.
I think it got up to 28 degrees here on Wednesday.
Yeah, same
that
here.
Was our bottom.
It's 17 degrees right now where I am.
Well, listen, Charles, now, after I left your neck of the woods and came back here to Florida, my blood thinned out incredibly. So, you know, back when I was in Woodstock, it was great. You know, I mean, I was bombing it, running around in the snow, having a good time, and not noticing anything, and then I came back to the homeland. And my blood thinned out, and it's like, you know, now it dips into the 60s, and I got my long johns on. You know what I mean?
All right.
After I left your neck of the woods and came back here to Florida, my blood thinned out.
Right.
Was stock, it was great. You know what I mean?
I was having
a good time.
Let's meet Mark.
Mark stopped watching this.
Hey, that's pretty cool, man. I like that.
Yeah.
it's kind of like going back in time.
if you
Do you have any headphones, Mark?
You have the show going on there.
He must have it in a separate window playing.
Yeah, if you want to join today and for some reason you got an invite and you were regulars, Google had some problem today. All the invites didn't get it. We invite people per people and still didn't get it. So we're sending
if you
want to join next week.
Okay, and the train goes off the tracks.
if you still want to join the after party, just send us a note and we will give you the link directly. All invites are now working today, just so you know.
So it looks like next week we are slated for the style to be, as I try to scroll down. I'm trying to scroll down the list. Yeah. What's left in the fridge? Leftover beers. So after the Thanksgiving carnage, I won't be here next week because I'm going to be on the road with family. I'm going to be visiting the in-laws.
I'm going to be recuperating from Black Friday.
Very good.
Oh, yeah. So you got to be to work. What time you got to be to work next? Next Friday, you gotta be to work on Thursday, don't you?
No.
Okay.
So what, they give you Thanksgiving
5 a.m. 5 a.m.
That sucks.
Whatever the carnage is, the beer carcasses that's left in your refrigerator next to the turkey carcass next Friday, whatever that is, that's what we're drinking. So.
Behind, right?
I'll tell you what. This is show 100 and number episode 133 that we're doing. And other than choices, the last time we all had the same a beer that actually was part of the that week, I think was when we did 12-12-12 from the episode. Like after that, I don't remember a week that we had everybody on the style. So.
Well, the thing about that is it's kind of hard because once the first two people go, like everybody else doesn't really have anything new to say about the beer. And God forbid if I go first, ain't nobody gonna have nothing to say about the beer. So, but at any rate,
I'll just go ditto. You know?
Ditto marks in there. So be sure to join us next week if you can. If you need a reprieve to get, you know, to get away from your family. You can count on us. We'll be here. Just don't count on me because I won't be here.
I won't be here either because I'm moving the next day.
I'll be here, damn it. Randy, have a nice time with your family.
And I'll be in Jacksonville, so I'll be in your state, but I'll still be like a good 3 hours away from you, I think. I don't know how far.
You go.
I'll be live from whatever brewing company we happen to be at that time. I'm thinking like Society, maybe.
So there you go. If you need to get away from family to hang out with some friends, a lot of Craft Beer Nation people will be here, so you can count on us. So until then, next week when you join us with the leftover beers, we'll see you. Have a good one.
Cheers.
Happy Thanksgiving and be thankful. Be thankful, people.
Be thankful.
Thankful for beer.
Cheers.